want to say is I thank the Lord for giving me a new vehicle. That old one I had, hadn't had a heat in it for about 4 years or so. So I was kind of worried about when it got cold, scraping ice and all that. And then the transmission started quit working. Had to be real careful with it because had to speed up and then let up so it would shift gears, or it wouldn't shift gears. And if it did shift gears, sometimes it didn't. Anyway, but the Lord gave me a pretty nice one, you know, 2000 Chrysler, only 56,000 miles. Boy, that's, can't beat it. It is really nice, and I would thank the Lord for it. It was just Him that they gave it to me. But let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You know, this is one thing I've learned about the Bible. You can go over a scripture and learn something. You can go over the same scripture, learn something. You know, you never quit learning. You know, as long as you keep in the Word, you never quit learning. Now, let's go. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And let's go to verse 30. And Paul says, "And why stand ye in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. And after the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus. What advantage it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." So, you know, where Paul says, "I die daily." You know, that's, you know, something I wanted to study a little bit. You know, I've heard that all my life, you know, so, you know, wanted to study a little bit more. But he said he fought with beasts. Now, you know, as a kid, I used to like these old stories, you know, where they would, you know, the monsters would come down and fight the beast. Well, this is a kind of beast. I looked up in the concordance, and the beast is a furious men, or beastly or wicked religious men is who he had to fight with. You know, he had to constantly fight with that. You know, they so that's what the beast is. You know, that's, you know when little kid, you know, you get in your mind, you know, sometimes it stays there, but that's what the beast is. And the phrase "dying daily" is not dying the old man in sin. The old man, you know, the old man never brings forth any good. Never has, never will, you know. In Galatians 5, 19 through 21, we read the fruits of the old flesh, and it's not very good. And then right after that, in verses 22 through 23, we read of the fruits of the new man. And those are nice. That's what we like. But the old man was crucified with Christ on the cross. Let's go to Romans, the sixth chapter. And let's start reading with verse 5. "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him." You know, so here, you know, we find that the old man was crucified with Christ at the cross, you know, and that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin. And, you know, the old man is always identified with his head, which is the first Adam. You know, that is the head of the old, or call it the flesh, the old man, you know. And the new man, you know, after you become saved, you're a new man. And is always identified with his head, which is Christ. Christ is, or also called the last Adam, you know, Christ is the head of the new man. And that's a, and let's see, I didn't read Romans 6:10, going down, it says, For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. The old man died once. It does not die daily. You know, the old, only the new man dies, and yet will never die. In Romans 8:36, let's go there. It says, for it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. You know, it is the new man that is in jeopardy every hour, that is laid daily, that is led daily as a sheep to the slaughter, and is daily delivered unto death. You know, but you know, we know that there are two Adams, the old and the new, you know, the old creation and the new creation. And so, and the old Adam we know is bad, always has been, always will be, but the new Adam is, but God pronounced judgment upon the old man by the death of his of Christ. You know, that pronounced the death of the old man. When Christ died on the cross, he died for us. You know, let's go to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5, verse 14. Oh, my nose is draining. It says, for the love of Christ contains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. You know, so here, you know, Christ died for all of us. So and he died for the, you know, he put the old man to death. Yeah. See, I got lost. Oh, yeah. So God sees us, you know, when we accept Christ, God sees us dead. God sees us dead in the death of his son. Yeah. In Romans 6:6 says, the old man was crucified with Christ. So, and in Galatians 2:20, Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. You know, so if we just... Though he is putting himself in the all that died, and that's where we put ourselves, all that died. We're identifying that we died with Christ. The old man died with Christ, and we've been raised again. Of course, the old man, you know, the where it says, I am crucified with Christ, cannot be correct except as an expression of reckoning. You know, and in Romans, we read, you know, where we reckon that we're dead, you know, so because Christ is not now being crucified, he died once. He was crucified once and only once, and that's all it took. And, you know, the old man is not physically actually dead. It won't be until the resurrection or we die, you know, or at our death, you know, that's, and boy, the old man, he don't like to be reckoned dead. He fights. But we are alive, and we're alive to Christ forever, you know. And that Christ bids us to reckon or to count it so. And this is faith. You know, this is only done by faith. The responsibility is with him and not with us. You know, Paul, you know, he... you know, Paul counted his old man, his old self, as being dead indeed unto sin. Also, he also counted his new man to be alive unto God forevermore. And that's what we do. You know, we count the old man dead, but we count the new man to be alive with Christ, which he is. This is a new creation in a frail mortal vessel that dies daily. Christ is no longer identified with the old creation. You know, he was a man. You know, and he was tempted as a man, you know, so he knows what we're going through, you know, and but he has done away with it forever because he put it away once and for all by his death, you know. And let's go back to 2 Corinthians, I'm in 2 Corinthians, let's go to chapter 4, and, uh, Let's start reading with verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So here, that Christ might be, is made manifest in us, And I know when people look at us, they can, they can tell, that we're Christians. I've even had people come up and tell me that, says, "Oh, you don't, I didn't think you'd ever go there," something like, these places, they could tell that I was different, I said, "Well, that's good." I said, "Wow." Because Paul, Paul poured out his life constantly, strenuously, for our good. And, I take it for my good because, and it is the same experience which Jesus passed, for he calls it the dying of the Lord Jesus. So Paul, and Christ did the same thing. He poured out their life. And let's go back to Romans, in the 5th chapter. Let's see. I had a hard time putting this together because I kept wanting to go back and forth, So, Romans, 5th chapter and verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed unto all men, for that all have sinned. For until, where do I want to read? I don't want to read. Okay, so, but what I want to say is, sin came into the world by one man. That was the first Adam. And we see, and let me go down to verse 18 of this chapter. And it says, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men according to, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. So that one man brought in sin and one man died for us, died for sin, put it on the cross. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. He bore the sins of the whole world, and that's everybody. I don't care who they are. Even these people that belong to ISIS, Christ still died for them. He died for even the people that put him on the cross. He died for them. He died for everybody. I don't care who they are. It doesn't matter. He died for them. And we believe on Jesus and are counted righteous. By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are counted righteous, and we're reckoned just by God. At the same moment, we are begotten of the Spirit, that is a new life, the life of Christ, and the holy life is imparted in us. So we are a new creation, and we're not only righteous, but we're sanctified in Christ. This is how God sees us, because he sees us in his Son. He sees Christ in us. Amen. And this new life, grows. Like we've been studying in Corinthians, how they were still babes. Paul called them still babes, But as long as we read and study the Word, this life grows. And it feeds on the Word of God and grows in faith, love, and knowledge, And like I said, you can study one thing and maybe go back, study it, and learn something different. You never quit learning about God. And I don't think in eternity we're going to keep learning, because there's just so much. Our growth is wholly positive. The Christ-like takes form in us, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith. We read that in Galatians 4:19 and Ephesians 3:17, that we may grow up into him in all things, that we may enjoy Christ in us, or Christ in you, the hope of glory, you know, Christ in us. Now, one who is fully developed and hence walks wholly in the Spirit, or is, you know, as a son, has full victory over the old man. You know, as a full-grown Christian, you know, that's grown up, that knows the Word, you know, he has the victory. Not that the old man is weaker, but the new man is full-grown, you know, and we lean to him. And of course, this fight that we have is not with the old man. This fight we have is not against flesh and blood. In Ephesians 6:12, we read it's against wicked spirits, against principalities and powers in the heavenlies. That's who our warfare is with, and that's Satan. You know, we're fighting, you know, Satan, and of course we do it, you know, by God's help. You know, we must develop as children into manhood. Then we develop as workers and warriors into worthies of faith to wear unfaded crowns. Such workers and warriors die daily, yet they'll never die. And 2 Corinthians 4 says, for though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. That's in 2 Corinthians 4:16. The old man died once provisionally and will die when we are changed. Meanwhile, we reckon daily that old man. And that's what I didn't try to tell anybody anything new. We all heard this all, you know, for a lot. But, you know, just try to encourage you. You know, that was my thought.